Federal election is done and dusted. Joining us to have a chat about that and everything else that's been happening around the Upper Hunter, our member for Upper Hunter, Dave Lazell. Dave, how you doing?
Yeah, great, Bear, and great to be in the studio having a chat with you. It's been quite a while since I think I've actually sat in here.
It has been a little while since we've caught up. There has been, you know, that other election that's been going on.
Of course, and a pandemic to throw in between the last year. So, yeah, it's good to do the old face-to-face interviewing again.
That pandemic hit big around here recently, but we won't go into that. I wanted to get your thoughts. You're now got Dan Repicoli, who is the federal member for Hunter.
Look, the election's done and dusted, and I think everyone fought hard to try to win. But now that we have a clear winner in this area in terms of Dan Repicoli, I mean, I'm going to be working with him. He's the federal member. I'll be the state member. And it's important that we have a good relationship. We've already chatted a few times leading up to the election, and I think we'll have a good relationship working
on the ground. Is there common ground?
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, Dan's passionate about the area. It doesn't matter what colour stripes you've got on in politics. You're always passionate about your community, and that's what, you know, we've just got to find those common grounds. Sometimes there's a different path to actually get there, but I think we all want to see the area, progress and make sure that people's lives are, as good as they possibly can be in this area. So, look, we'll have a good working relationship. I think, of course, Dan's got the added challenge. He has his vision for the area, and of course, the Labor Party generally is whether they can, achieve some of their wider global goals without affecting us here in the Valley is probably the challenges that we need to face. I have no doubt that Dan's going to be a good champion for our cause here to make sure that any sort of climate change agenda that they have at a federal level will still make sure that we can continue selling this product that we out of this area, and people can have good jobs and keep working until we can build up other industries in this area. And I'll be working with Dan to make sure that those other industries come on board.
Now, one of the other things where I'm sure there's going to be a crossover is the funding for MR358. Promises have been made. I dare say you're going to hold them to account to make sure they fulfil?
Absolutely, Bear. And that's a really important piece of infrastructure for our area. Of course, it was announced under Barnaby Joyce when he was the Deputy Prime Minister, and that was put into the budget as a line item, even though it came quite late. So we believe that will be proceeding on that basis. The state government is still providing $10 million towards that project. So Transport New South Wales are proceeding with the work on the understanding that federal government is going to provide the rest of the coin. But that's something I need to work through with Barnaby and, of course, with Dan Repicoli and the new Labor federal government.
I dare say if something should go awry, there would be a committee involving yourself, Barnaby, Ron Campbell and probably Maurice Collison fronting straight up to have a word to them.
Oh, absolutely. Look, this is pretty important and we need to make sure that they understand how important it is, that it is not something that we can delay to later. And I guess we'll find out leading up to the Labor government has said that they are going to redo the budget. Of course, we've just got to make sure that that line item stays in there.
Absolutely. And last of all, you've been doing a bit of work on behalf of the residents of Merriwar regarding their recycling.
Oh, that's right, Bear. Look, this is a community-led stories, and they're the best because the community came together and they've been working on this for a few years now that they want a reverse vending machine. So one of those machines where you put in your empty bottles and it takes it in and crushes it in the shipping container there. They're fancy, they're great. Look, there's been a few challenges with getting the company that does this, Tomra, on board with that, mainly to do with how they were going to empty it, with the fact that they have a run that comes up the New England Highway, they have a run that goes along the Western Highway, but they would have to actually send a special truck to Merriwar to do it. So But look, these are the sort of challenges when you sit down, and I got the opportunity to sit down with the CEO and just talk it out. Usually you can find some way to get around it. And I think I feel fairly positive that we had a really good conversation, and he's someone who, you know, likes regional Australia, look, that helps.
Yes.
He's someone who actually knows the Merriwa region, believes he has family there. So, look, I've invited him up for a visit, and I think if I can get him on the ground, I think that'll make a big difference.
You haven't volunteered to drive that truck out there yourself or anything like that?
It hasn't come to that. But, Bear, if you've got some time after work, we could always get you on that truck, at least with a little trailer.
Thank you very much for the offer, David. Mate, thank you very much for popping in to keep us up to date with what's going on. And yes, we will catch up again sooner than later.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bear. And g'day to all the listeners in Upper Hunter.